Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of you have been kind of confused as to whether the Paxlovid or the COVID medication is something you should take or not. And having patients who took it and said it did minimize their COVID, when they described to me their Omicron path, whereas my path was different, I'm like, okay, it sounds like it was better for you. And I haven't really heard of anybody on Paxlovid ending up in the hospital. Now, I'm not getting all the data, and I don't think we have that data out there, but it sounds like Paxlovid's been doing its job. However, there's been a phenomenon called COVID rebound. And the COVID rebound, I think, can happen with any COVID, but it seems to be advertised as something that is happening after people take Paxlovid. So I believe Dr. Fauci might have had COVID rebound after Paxlovid. President Biden showed up positive, might have also had COVID rebound after Paxlovid. Now we're being told that the CDC director, Rochelle Walensky, has tested positive for COVID-19 after completing a round of the antiviral. So she tested positive earlier this month. She went into isolation. She's been vaccinated, boosted, you know, the whole nine yards. Still gets COVID, which is why I don't understand we went as far as we did with the mandates. We should have never mandated, but it happened. And hopefully it never happens again. But now she is experiencing, quote-unquote, mild symptoms. And she has another infection. She had tested originally negative after her round of COVID. Then on Sunday, Dr. Walensky began to develop mild symptoms again and tested positive. Consistent with CDC guidelines, she is isolated at home and will participate in her planned meetings virtually. So remember the difference between isolation and quarantine. Isolation means I'm sick. I have it. So you isolate for 5 days, then you can go back to work in 5 days as long as you don't have a fever for at least 24 hours that didn't need to be reduced with fever-reducing medications. And if your symptoms are better, you could then go back after 5 days, wear a mask for 10 days. Can't travel for 10 days, though, but at least you could go back to work if you want to. With quarantine, meaning you are questioning if you're sick. So quarantine means it's questionable, so you have to quarantine. And quarantine is still about 10 days. Still 10 days. Although the quarantining is different, where if you're not having symptoms, the CDC changed the data or changed the advice going, look, if somebody at work is COVID but you're not sick, you could still go to work. You could still. But the quarantine originally was 14 days because we thought it could take at least 14 days after exposure for you to get sick. Now, quarantining, they've really loosened it, saying in America, not necessarily in Shanghai, but because they closed down Disney with people in it this weekend. And now people are stuck until they could prove that they don't have COVID. But with quarantining now is you know, if you think you've been exposed and you want to watch and wait, you could quarantine 10 days, 14 days, but you don't necessarily have to if you're not sick. So the guidance has changed. But the question keeps coming back, well, what the hell is this rebound, and is it worth taking the Paxlovid? Personally, I think the rebound happens whether you take the Paxlovid or not. I don't think this is just because of Paxlovid. And I realize that is kind of frustrating for people because they want to take a medication that is going to work and eliminate it. And I wonder what might be happening Even though studies have said this isn't the case, they don't know why. But one theory that I thought of, you know, right out the gate is the virus outsmarts the medication and hides somewhere. So you're taking the medication for 5 days. And then you hope that COVID goes away. Well, if the COVID doesn't care and it could outlive it and it could still infect the cells, then you could still have COVID symptoms. I mean, this virus is pretty damn smart. It's pretty wily. So what I recommend to everybody when it comes to this is, one is, if you think you're at higher risk for anything that's COVID-related, use the tools we have. Nobody should mandate it. If you don't want the vaccine, if you don't want the Paxlovid, you don't have to. But if you are at higher risk, we doctors are recommending. When it comes to, though, these quote-unquote rebound, I called it an encore. This was before they started talking about rebound. I'm like, COVID makes an encore presentation where it just comes back on the stage and you have to live through it again. They're calling it rebound, meaning it went down and came back. So I like their word. But I told you guys early in 2020, I'm seeing an encore presentation of it. And I've seen that from the beginning, where people get sick, then they think they're done, then they come home, and then all of a sudden they're back again, sick. So COVID likes to, and I also think COVID might live in the body longer, which is why sometimes we have long COVID. They think it's more of an inflammatory state. But what is it? Is it dead particles of COVID or actual COVID causing us to still have brain fog, lack of smell, fatigue, cough? So the moral to all of this is you don't have to not take, it's not that people taking Paxlovid are going to be guaranteed that they're going to get sick all over again. I think it happens anyway, whether you take the Paxlovid or not. It's just these government officials are on all of, you know, they're the ones that are vaccinated, they're the ones that are on the Paxlovid because they're in the public eye and they want to be the poster child for these treatments and for these therapeutics. So they want to show you, see, I did it. So it looks like, gosh, everybody in government who got Paxlovid and vaccine got it again. I'm seeing it in people that didn't even take the Paxlovid. They go, I was fine and now I'm sick again. But where this is important is many doctors will not give you the Paxlovid if you're over day 5 of being sick. If you got better and then got sick again and it's your rebound or your encore, they might give you the Paxlovid. So definitely talk to your medical provider about it. 1-877-DOCBELLY. Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Cahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. We got Karen calling from Idaho. Hi, Karen. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. Thank you.
Good. Happy Halloween.
You too. Thanks.
Good. So what's going on?
Well, I was recently had my annual physical, and my blood test came back with slightly elevated LDL levels and cholesterol. Okay. So the doctor wanted to start me on a statin. And when I was sharing this information with a nurse friend of mine, she said she thinks that statins are overused and that they can contribute to early dementia, and that your brain needs cholesterol in order to function, and if we wipe it out, then the brain suffers. So I was calling to see what your opinion is.
Okay, so that's it's a fantastic question. We do overuse a lot of medications, but statins, I have to tell you, I'm biased. I'm in love with those. And the reason why is not one of my patients who was on it died of a heart attack. My current patients. My father refused to take one and ended up dying of a widowmaker. And so even though brain health is crucial, I've never seen a statin lower the cholesterol to the point where you don't have enough healthy cholesterol. Now, that's assuming the doctor does it the way I do it and the way I was trained, where you start low. And so if your LDL is high, and, can I ask what dose they wanted to start you on?
A 10 milligram.
Okay, good, good, good. Because I have seen side effects when people are put on the 40. And I'm like, why didn't they start you low? Sometimes 10 milligrams of rosuvastatin or Lipitor or Zocor is enough. Can I ask what your LDL level was?
140.
140. Okay, yeah, so you don't need that high a dose. In fact, sometimes if it lowers it too much, sometimes doctors might go to a half dose, depending on what your follow-up levels are. There was a study looking at, some people were worried about statin use and dementia, and I think the study showed that there was no difference between, I think it was in the Journal of American College of Cardiology, there was no difference between somebody who took a statin and didn't take a statin in terms of their dementia risk. But an argument for the statin is multi-infarct dementia. My grandmother had multi-infarct dementia where it wasn't Alzheimer's, but she had such high cholesterol, not super high, that she was having little mini-strokes, and those mini-strokes were cutting off blood flow to the brain, and that accelerated her dementia. So your friend is right in that your brain needs cholesterol, but if you're on a low dose, I have not in my clinical practice ever seen anybody drop so low that they don't have enough natural cholesterol.
Okay, that's good information. I so appreciate it. Thank you.
No worries. Thanks for calling in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, you guys have it tough. And remember I talked about last week where it's really, really hard to be a patient. And my being a patient myself, I get very, very frustrated because sometimes I don't think I'm listened to. Sometimes I think that a doctor is making a decision and not looking at all the possibilities. Most doctors should be, but every now and then you might have one that is like, I think this is what you need to do. I'm not budging. I'm stubborn. And I've had stubborn doctors, and it's frustrating. But the type of doctor you want, and I was asked this, what is the best doctor to have? Somebody younger, somebody older, somebody female, somebody male. Honestly, I've seen good doctors and bad doctors of all genders and of all ages. The doctor you want is somebody that is going to be listen and going to be open in that if there is new data that says, you know what, we might need to change course, they're not going to be so set in their ways going, you know, so shall it be written, so shall it be done. A doctor that also doesn't let you have input is not a good doctor. You know, I tried to tell my doctor, look, I'm not technically allergic to sulfa, but my mom reacts to it, so I think I don't want to be on that antibiotic. And he goes, I'm the doctor today, not you. I want you on this medicine in case you have an infection. You're going to take it. Well, then I had the worst reaction ever. And I'm like, okay, you're not a good doctor then. If you won't at least allow me to have some input. You know, I mean, I've learned so much medicine from lay people. And I'm a doctor telling him. I'm a little nervous about it. Something doesn't seem right. No. The stubbornness... It's frustrating. On the flip side, though, there are some things that do, doctors will have their flexibility, and then they'll have some things that they're not flexible on. And they'll tell you. You know, some doctors are like, look, you know, I don't want you smoking. I know you think that, you know, that you might have a benefit, it might be helping you cope, things like that, but I'm not going to support you smoking. I really want you to quit smoking. I can't be convinced that it's good for your health. They're going to be stubborn on that. Just like with me, I get why you might be smoking, but I got to get you off the tobacco. It's not healthy. The drinking. If you're drinking a lot of alcohol, we got to do something to save your liver. So there are some things I won't bend on. I am more liberal with statins than a lot of patients would prefer because I really do think they protect the heart. But I tell people that I have to make a judgment call. I have to make a judgment call that heart comes first. partially because I do think high cholesterol can also contribute to dementia. So I'm gonna tell you guys my bias. You know, it's not because I'm in love with AstraZeneca or Pfizer or Merck. You know, the pharmaceutical companies that make Crestor, Lipitor, and Zocor, respectively. It's that I am blown away by what they've done to alter the prognosis of people having high cholesterol. So yeah, it's tricky. You guys have to make some judgment calls. The last thing any patient wants to do is do something that can possibly have an adverse event. This is why I completely understood and I was more empathetic to those people who were worried about getting the COVID vaccine. Even though I trusted the COVID vaccine for my body, for my kids, for my patients, I get why people were hesitant, because they had to make a decision of something being injected into their body. You know, taking pills is not in our natural human makeup. We don't, you know, we're taught to eat and drink. We're not taught to swallow something that you don't chew. We're not taught to put something in our body in hopes of preventing something bad happening. We do a lot of cultural sensitivity training in medicine, and people wonder, you know, are we doing it because we're being woke? Are we? No, I've been cultural sensitivity training patients. I don't think I called it that, but I've been training students in that there are many cultures out there that don't do things the way Americans do it. Americans are, look, you might get the heart attack, you might get the COVID, so then, you know, you need to do these things to help prevent. Many other cultures are, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Don't wake up the sleeping giant. You know, eat healthy, whatever. If you have a problem, then address it. And a lot of doctors were really frustrated with people like that, but then I'm like, well, then you don't kind of understand the makeup of the world. That's the way, you know, my father was an American, so I understand with his, you know, Mediterranean and Israeli roots, you know, telling him to take something preventatively like a statin was very foreign to him. Now, he died of a heart attack, and I wish he would have listened, but many cultures, it's a hard concept to comprehend. So, you know, now we're being faced with these headlines of, okay, well, people aren't getting their COVID shot. People aren't getting their vaccine shot. Well, it's because they don't want to live with the, you know, possibility of them, you know, possibly having a side effect. Even though the side effect profile is much less than you becoming severely ill from the illness, there are many individuals, and I get it, and I respect it, there are many individuals saying, I don't want to, you know, be dealing with an issue and having to explain, yeah, I was fine, and then I put something in my body. So I understand. I prefer people vaccinate, but I totally understand the hesitation. So with statin medications, do they help or hurt dementia? I have not been convinced that statins can cause dementia. I do think high cholesterol can, high blood pressure can, high blood sugar can. In fact, some of the medications we have might not necessarily prevent once you have it, but slow it down and increase your body's ability to do things. Like some medications like Aricept help boost chemical messengers to for your memory. Namenda will regulate the activity of glutamate. Glutamate is another chemical messenger. So even though, you know, some people say, well, rather than prevent the dementia, I'll just take dementia medicines. Our dementia medicines don't necessarily reverse dementia for you. You know, you can still, sadly, you know, all it does is try to make you function better. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Do Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Wave supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Wave and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Formal charges are expected later today against the man accused of attacking House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband last week.
So right now it's specifically the striking of Mr. Pelosi's head with the hammer in a very violent manner that has led us to believe that we will file attempted murder charges.
San Francisco District Attorney Brooke Jenkins saying it plans to file criminal charges against the 42-year-old later Monday. A large financial treat could be yours tonight as the Powerball jackpot stands at $1 billion. No one hit the top prize Saturday, and this will be the second largest Powerball prize in the game's history. The last time someone won the jackpot was August 3rd. Tickets are sold in 45 states, the District of Columbia, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. A quiet day in Washington, D.C., with the House and Senate not in session. USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so one of you was trying to look for a home in Vegas, and you told me that they were too overpriced, and you thought housing prices were going down in Vegas. All right, so the problem many of you might be noticing, especially if you have an adjustable rate mortgage, is that because the mortgage rates went up, you're spending more. Your interest rates could go higher. Now, mind you, your interest rates you might have an interest rate cap, but now that the mortgage is at a 20-year high, if you have an adjustable rate mortgage, you're going to be spending money, more money. If you are trying to get a 30-year fixed or 15-year fixed or whatever to buy your new home, your rates are going to be higher. And so the home prices might be starting to drop, but you aren't buying the home for cash. You're buying the home and needing a mortgage. And it turns out you're not the only one. Rich people do it too, which I find a little bit more, I think that's good news for us, because I thought all these rich people are buying their multi-million dollar homes for cash. Sounds like no, the average person has to borrow anyway. So the 30-year fixed rate mortgage has leapt to 7.08%. We haven't seen these rates in over 20 years. And the feds keep bringing, increasing the rates because they're trying to stave off the recession and trying to lower inflation. But this can add, sadly, $1,000 to your mortgage. If you have an adjustable rate mortgage, then you're going to end up spending less. And then we're going to end up in a recession anyway. So I see why they're doing it. It's just I don't know if it's going to solve a lot. And we want to, you know, have a very active home a buyer's market. We want to have, but you can't with the rates are that high. So, you know, I'm not an economist. I have never bought anything 100% for cash. I've always had to make payments because I've never had that money. Also, I don't want to dump all my money into a house or into one thing. You know, having gone to 12 schools, I just always expect I'm going to be moving. The kids might move. I'll still do my show wherever I'm at, but I just don't know where I'm going to be living in 5 years or 10 years. I'd like to say I have a home. This is where I want to be, but you just don't know. Natural disasters, crime, inflation. If Nevada gets too expensive, I don't know how much longer I could live here. I'd like to. I love Nevada. I've been here ever since I was a kid, but I'm not, I'm not feeling the prices, and there might be something more lucrative. So, you know, trying to find a home and save money and do the right thing. I'm not a fan of rent because the rent is so exorbitant that you're giving other people money and it's not building for you. So I prefer a house. The problem is unless you could be 100% sure that you could refi that house later, you might want to be careful in terms of locking yourself into a really, really bad rate. The thing I'm concerned about is remember when the first recession hit, I needed to get a revolving line of credit. This was like 2010, 2011, and my credit was impeccable. And I'm like, look, I don't know where we're going with this. You know, we're going to be having this Obamacare. I'm not seeing good things. I might be in trouble later, so I want to have a revolving line of credit in case I start having issues paying my staff because I want to be able to pay my staff. The bank turned me down. And I said, but my credit's perfect. I had like an 800-plus score. They go, yeah, but it won't be. We're in a recession. It's going to be a long one. I know now the history books are saying it ended the day Obama got into office, but I'm sorry. It was, I remember things a little differently. In 2011, 12, 13, 14, 15, it was rough. And so if you, let's say, get yourself into this 30-year fixed mortgage and now at 7%+, and now you want to get out of it, if these banks have gotten spanked because people didn't pay their bills, well, you might then be guilty by association and not be able to get a refi. So I don't know what the answer is. I'm sure an economist on an economy show will have better advice on whether you should, you know, go for it anyway. For me, I wouldn't go for it. I would try to pay the cheapest rent possible, wait to see if I could find a killer deal on a house, or borrow as little as possible on that house. Now, I'd love to be rich like these rich people, but these rich people borrow also. I saw this article in Daily Mail where apparently Hollywood stars are similar to us, maybe not that similar. They still have a lot more money, but they do have huge mortgages. Apparently, Daily Mail did some research, and they found that Beyonce and Jay-Z took out a $53 million loan for their Bel Air mansion. Rapper Drake, has a $52.5 million mortgage with Bank of America. Taylor Swift, Kanye West, and Rihanna didn't need mortgages. Okay, so that's nice. But Beyonce and Jay-Z, their monthly house payment is $226,900. It's a lot of money. Drake has a $220,000 monthly payment for his $52.5 million home. The Weeknd borrowed $48.3 million, has a $203,000 loan. Mark Wahlberg. So Mark Wahlberg is moving to Vegas. He is going to be living a few blocks away from me, but in the fancy area. All right? Yeah. Because, man, I want to run into him at Walmart, but something tells me he's not going to be shopping at Walmart. Or he'll have a shopper do that. I hope so. I really want to run into Mark Wahlberg. That's where I should take the kids trick-or-treating, Mark Wahlberg's neighborhood. But they don't let everybody in. But he built a dream home. He bought an $8 million plot of land, built the home. And then he had to borrow about $39.9 million. So he's trying to sell this home. Hasn't been able to sell it yet, but it is exquisite. Angelina Jolie had to borrow, I believe, $17.15 million. She has a $17 million mortgage. She pays $72,000 a month for her home. Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck had to borrow $14 million. Johnny Depp has a mortgage of $10 million. Now, hopefully these are all fixed rates, and they got them before the rates went up. Meghan and Harry borrowed almost $10 million for their Montecito home. The Osbournes, $9.4 million. James Corden, $8.25 million. Who didn't have to take a mortgage out? Well, Adele. Adele, I don't know. I thought Adele did, especially with everything going back and forth. Anyway, so, you know, I think, you know, I don't want to say we're all in the same boat because, man, these stars have extra money. But I think a lot of us, we have our priorities a little different than the way our grandparents did. You know, I mean, my grandparents, you know, they would, you know, owned a small house. That was the house that was going to be the, you know, what they live and die in. And they didn't move a lot, and they didn't want to owe. So if anything happened to it, that was their home. You know, I'm sure they had some sort of insurance and all that. But they didn't do well financially. So you know, the younger generations have realized is you buy a home and then you flip it. You buy a home, you wait for the properties to go up, and then you sell it. And in places like California, that works. You can buy a house, then years later sell it and make millions. Much of what is driving Nevada's housing costs is we have California people paying the higher prices. So the comps are going up. Yet, you know, and so, you know, these Californians, you know, are selling their homes for millions that they might have bought for $100,000 or $200,000 because prices go up in California like crazy. Now they have all this extra cash and they could then, you know, buy the house at the inflated price. So, you know, it's not easy, but, you know, I'm of the thinking that you're only on earth once. I'm also of the thinking that you pay your debts. So don't overborrow. Don't get yourself into a situation where you are paying thousands of dollars a month and then have that stress. I think financial stress does worse for your health. But, you know, if there's an area that you want to live and it's reasonable, you know, don't panic, you know, per se about, trying to, you know, pay it all in full, it's not practical. And many people do take advantage of a mortgage. I just don't think you can take advantage much now with the high rates. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol and your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life, Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer. 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, Randy wants to know if marijuana can actually make you nauseous as opposed to fighting nausea. Absolutely. Cannabis products, edibles, inhalants, vaping, absolutely. You can get nauseous from it. In fact, we treat a lot of times in the emergency setting something called cannabis hyperemesis syndrome, where we have people vomiting frequently where they can't stop. And we have to get them off their marijuana to get their symptoms to improve. But they keep using cannabis to stop their marijuana, to stop the nausea feeling, and they make it worse. And these people get pretty sick. I had a patient a couple days ago. Got released from the hospital for chronic vomiting. It was a teenager. And I asked, you know, do they use marijuana? And the kid goes, no. And the mom goes, they think that might have been what put him in the hospital. And I go, were you using it every day? He's like, well, yeah, but just a little. Well, it's cumulative. So sometimes if you smoke it or use it every day or eat it every day, it lasts in your system for days, weeks. So then by the time the end of the week comes, you have a higher blood level content. So, you know, marijuana and even just a one-time dose can make you nauseous. In fact, you know, they talk about the munchies and people, you know, getting the munchies. Sometimes, you know, marijuana could make you hungry, but sometimes it's because of you could be also misinterpreting the GI stimulation. And some people will try to treat that by eating when it actually is a result of the cannabis. So, yeah, the answer to that is yes, it can make you nauseous. So it's Halloween. We need to be on the lookout for these cannabis-infused edibles. We need to be on the lookout for fentanyl. We need to be on the lookout for car accidents. This tonight, Halloween, my favorite holiday. I love Halloween. Actually, no, Christmas is my favorite, but Christmas is Hanukkah time. But Halloween is one of my favorites. It's just as one of the deadliest for kids. 160,000 injuries on average occur on this day each year. Halloween is the deadliest for pediatric pedestrians, with 7,300 fatalities reported annually by the National Safety Council. Now, when I read that every year, sometimes it goes up, sometimes it goes down. Many people are listening going, well, I don't have kids anymore, I'm not trick-or-treating, I'm good. It does affect you because sometimes you guys are the ones causing the fatalities. You're racing home, it's been a long day, you turn into your carport or your parking lot and there could be a kid there. Please be aware that there are kids that are going to be running around all over tonight. If you don't have to drive, don't. If you are driving, drive super slow. There's also going to be a lot of cats and dogs and things like that running around because of all the noise and the doorbells. And I know my cats are going to be sneaking out because, you know, I have a black cat. I have a tabby cat. So they like to, they like to be, a part of the festivities. So if you're driving around, that's a problem. Now, thousands have petitioned the White House to move Halloween officially to the last Saturday of October. They want to get rid of the whole rush hour, people coming home on a Monday night. You know, we got the Browns game, and, you know, I love watching Monday Night Football, so some people might be trying to race home to get, you know, that in the West. Tonight's game is, I think, starting at 5:15 kickoff. So that means you're leaving work early or it's not conducive. Plus, this is the one time kids get to be out in the street and cross the street, and they love it. It's like all exciting. The first time you feel asphalt, you know, and it's okay and your mom's not yelling at you, it's like the best feeling. So here are some safety tips that I recommend to everybody. First and foremost, your kids need to be able to see, so be careful with the mask that they're wearing. All right? If they don't have to have a mask that completely obscures their view, maybe do a non-toxic makeup. So the problem is I don't like lathering my kids' face with paint and stuff. I don't really like that. But officials recommend, you know, use a face mask instead of, or use a makeup instead of a face mask. Definitely wash off the makeup. Test it a few days before. Now it's too late because it's Halloween to make sure there's no reaction to it. But me personally, I would just say, if they don't have to wear a mask or anything on their face, the better. Avoid long costumes. My kids were always too short for their costumes. And so, you know, because it was like a one-size-fits-all. And so they could trip. And so you have to be careful. Try to use bright colored costumes. Your kids are going to probably want to be Darth Vader or Andor or something that might have a darker color to their outfit. If so, then you need to put on a belt of glow sticks or add some reflective tape to their costume or trick-or-treat bags. I would smack it on their back. Well, not smack it hard. But I would put the tape on their back so, one, they don't see it, and two, they, yeah, this way people can see now, or on like their legs or on the bottom part, so hopefully cars can see some flashing, or even on their hat if they're wearing like a hat or something. Make sure all costumes and hats are flame resistant. There's going to be a lot of people with jack-o'-lanterns with candles in them, and they use, I don't know why they use real fire. Why don't you just use the fake bulbs? But, you know, sadly, kids can catch on fire because they have all sorts of rubber and things on their outfit that could be flammable, so make sure they're flame-resistant. Avoid contact lenses. People love wearing these contact lenses that make their eyes look very spooky. And these can decrease their visual acuity. They could scratch the eye, cause infection, cause ulceration, cause blindness. Many of these Halloween contacts are not ophthalmologically approved. And or prescription, so avoid them. Make sure your kid uses the sidewalk. Now, the kid's going to want to zigzag house to house, house to house. Make sure there's a route. Tell the kids, this is the route we're going to go. We're going to go up this street, then we're going to cross it once. We're going to go down this street, and then we're going to cross it over here, and that's only two crossings, and that's it. Got to be watching out for drunk drivers. There are many people that are going to be at a party, and they're going to have been drinking. And they have to get home because they got to work tomorrow morning. The no eating candy until you get home rule is going to be so much more necessary than ever. Now that we know that fentanyl has been smuggled in candy boxes that are regularly bought candy boxes. So even though some people could say, well, I could look at the pill and I could tell it's not candy, they're starting to be smarter with it, making it look like sweet tarts, where it's a little chalky and powdery and doesn't have the insignia. So be careful. And cannabis, gummies, look like little sugary gumdrops. You have to be careful with those as well. Check for open wrappers, anything that doesn't belong. What's a lot of parents do is they say, look, I got a surprise, you know, bag of candy. I'm going to swap it out with my kids. The problem is my kids remember. Like, wait a second. Where was that big Hershey's Crunch or that Nestle Crunch bar? Mom, did you eat it? I'll say, yeah, I ate it just so I could swap out the candy with safer candy. Teach your child not to enter a stranger's home. A lot of these homes might be decorated, but we still don't know if there's people out there that are going to take advantage and grab your kid. Now that we have a lot of individuals that aren't thinking logically, they don't care about crime and they don't care about consequences, they might just take your kid right in front of you. So when your kid goes up to a front door, please only let it be a house you know or go with them. Stay in a group, all right? I like it when the neighborhood, trick-or-treats together. It might overwhelm a house because everybody's coming at once, but there's, you know, definitely some safety in numbers. Now, walkie-talkies. I think walkie-talkies are fantastic. Halloween streets get loud. Kids may not hear you. So kids might start going down a different street, going to a different, you know, complex. So walkie-talkies can keep you connected with your kids as long as they don't lose it and allow parents to talk to each other as well. So maybe, get the neighborhood on walkie-talkies. And parents should really avoid the trick or drinking. Be aware of drivers and have fun. 1-877, Doc Dolly, don't go away.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.